Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's 623, Gio. You know that?
What are you trying to rap?
Yeah, you know me. I mean, that was, I get into all sorts of music.
Pathetic.
It was. I'm not saying that. I didn't say that it was great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's 623.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the best you got?
That's what you're going to get from me. 623.
For real.
For real is right. For show. And I'm awoken this morning because I do believe what? That the Mets are in the midst of a run. They are in the midst of their run right now.
Are they?
And I am jacked for that, and I'm jacked for the Yankees, and I'm jacked for a Subway Series. That's what I'm jacked for.
Jacked for a Subway Series?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Well, it's still a long way to go.
Why not us? Why not us, Al?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm looking forward to the Subway Series.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate it. See, Al's all over this stuff.
He does not believe that the Mets are going to be in the World Series. He's just doing that to appease you. That's what's going on
here. So the other thing I was thinking about, Al, this morning, I was coming up the elevator. You know how they have the Captivate screen in the elevator? It gives you like little messages. And I always feel like it's the smartest part of my day. And it lasts for about 10 seconds. So I usually get two different news items from Captivate.
Very concerning news item on Captivate this morning. But go ahead.
Well, the one that I saw coming up the elevator this morning was about, you know, people who deal with strangers.
Okay.
And if you are a person who is willing to engage a stranger, depending, you know, where that may be, usually like, you know, on the streets of New York or maybe in a store or maybe at a restaurant, you tend to be a happier person.
Oh, I thought you said like your chances of getting murdered goes up.
No,
like
no, 25%. No. You tend to be a happier person.
Oh, okay.
Because you're looking to engage with people and you want to talk to people. It could be about anything, probably
can't
not politics. But so I was thinking of Al, and I was thinking about how much Al hates strangers.
Right.
And it just, that little thing on Captivate kind of told me that Al is an unhappy person. Is that true?
No, I'm very happy.
Not to deal with strangers.
I'm not interested in dealing with strangers, but
yeah,
it keeps me happy.
Like, you would have been great at FanFest on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You would have been right in the middle of it all. And I got to tell you, our fans are awesome. Are
oh,
they not
course.
Awesome?
Yeah, yeah. No, they are the greatest.
We kicked some ass in cornhole, too, because I finally found something that Gio feels comfortable with.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Jerry, whenever you have that thing,
I
am officially a ringer at this point. This vacation has made me, this is the only thing I'm confident in talking crap about is this cornhole.
I mean, he
For
was chirping the
reason.
Whole time to these, like, two of our listeners. Great kids, right? So, yeah, we listen to you every day and everything. And Gio's like, in your face. I'm like, Gio, what are you doing?
Well, the guy said we were cheating, which we weren't cheating. He can't
cheat. How do you cheat in cornhole?
I have no idea.
Step across the line?
Well, we were just crushing him, and he had nothing to say. And then once it was over, 21-1, then he basically,
wow.
Oh, yeah. It was
21-1?
I have to say that Gio is like our MVP.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing.
He was like, boom,
cornhole
boom.
Is the only thing in the world where the pressure gets ratcheted up, and then I get better at it. Like, usually if it's softball or something, the pressure's on, like, late in the inning, like, I'll boot the ball.
His first eight throws were off the board. And I'm like, hey, what are we doing
no,
here?
No, they were not.
What are we doing?
My first two were off the board.
No, I'm telling you, it was either six or eight
were
off the board.
I had to get used to the board and the bags.
Your
and then once I did
six
that.
Six or eight were off the
nah,
board.
They weren't.
And I'm like, are you dragged me out here into the mosh pit? And I'm like, what are we doing?
And then I carried
Did we come here to win or did we come here to lose?
No.
And then I told him, then he sunk one. And I said, now I'm talking, and this is what I expect.
Boomer's cornhole of destiny. And then we took off from there, 121-1.
I was very proud of you.
Well, thank you,
Boomer. I thought you found your rhythm, and then all of a sudden you were like unstoppable.
Yeah, that's the way I was on the beach. Didn't lose a game on the beach.
I've
Full
got
week.
These two guys, Keith and EJ are their names.
Yeah.
And I'm not even exaggerating when I tell you, I think I am one in about 50, maybe worse.
Really?
Playing, yes. They
oh,
don't
wow.
lose.
Oh, Keith and EJ. Oh,
hence
yes.
why
it's like they're
I
great
need
in softball,
a ringer.
Just like Gio's friends.
I'm
no,
telling you,
hold
softball.
On.
Time
all great
no,
no, no. I suggested Chris Lopresti for shortstop, did I not?
Yes.
How's that worked out?
You know what?
Okay.
You should be a player personnel guy.
I could do that.
You're like our analytics guy right here.
How do they
That's
throw
what
the
you
bags?
Are, Jerry.
How do they throw the bags? Because this is something I need to know, because if they throw it like the pros throw it, then I'm in trouble.
It.
Okay, so all right. So that's fine, because I'm a flipper as well.
How do the pros throw it?
the pros throw it. They like hold it in their hand and they throw it like a frisbee.
I'm not sure.
It's crazy. See, I don't know. Guys who do it like that, then that's above my head.
There was one of these networks, maybe CBS Sports Network, I don't know who, one of them shows cornhole now.
Yeah.
And there was a match on where I forget what it was, but they were down two and the other team had three.
He had to like knock in one and knock the other guys off. Yeah.
And he did. He did it perfectly where it shot the other one off and the other one fell in.
So
it's pretty impressive.
So you guys are now watching cornhole on TV?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Sometimes when I see it, yes, I do. Because I want to know why I suck so bad at it.
Really? How many like games have, or matches or games?
I don't know. I call it a game. Call it a game.
Match game?
Cornhole game.
Whatever you want to call it.
What do they call it? You watch it on TV.
I saw one shot as I was.
You'd got to be some sort of special loser.
I sit there and watch it all afternoon, but I saw this one shot. I stopped. I'm glad I did.
Right. It went viral. He probably saw it on Twitter.
Maybe it wasn't even TV.
Right.
Maybe exactly. It was online.
Yeah, you probably saw it on Twitter.
That went different.
It was a viral video.
Thanks for showing up on Saturday, guys. That was great to see you guys.
Yeah, they weren't even asked to go.
Yeah, but everybody was asking me, where's Al Dukes and Jerry? Where's Al Dukes and Jerry? Nobody was asking for Eddie, but where's Al? Eddie, this thing was right up your alley. And here's the problem. So Greg Hughes, one of our sales geeks around here, right? What does he do? He goes and gets Kitchen Cabaret. And Kitchen Cabaret is like all over the place.
Sure. Yep.
And I mean, like, it's a madhouse in the tent, the VIP tent with Kitchen Cabaret food in there. It just like brings like flies to you know what, right? And I mean, you couldn't even get anything to eat.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I had to elbow someone out of the way for like the last
bit
of salad.
The problem with him, Hughes has got to put a sign up, you know, courtesy of Kitchen Cabaret. And I'm like, you know, this is like telling people, like, come and eat.
Oh, sure, right. Yeah, ringing the dinner bell. Yeah, but it was tremendous food. It was a good day.
All I got was a turkey wrap.
Oh, all right, not bad. Yeah, and then we went up there. We did 15 minutes on the air. I had no idea we were supposed to go on the air.
That's the other thing. So I finally saw Gio become the man. He is becoming the man around here.
That's not true at all.
Ernie says, you guys go do a second 15-minute segment. And he goes, get the hell out of here. We're off. And I'm like, holy crap. I mean, that's my guy.
Well,
my guy is finally like, you know, starting to push himself, you know, onto people and pushing people around here and everything. Well, I guess it's just in the DNA of this place.
No. This is what it was, is that when I'm on vacation, you know, I'm totally unplugged. I'm not paying attention to anything. So I'm fresh off of the vacation. I drive to the Bronx to be this thing. I didn't even know we were supposed to go on the air. I hacked my way through 15 minutes. I said, like, I'm not going to use the line I used before, but if something serious happened to one of these two baseball teams, like, I wouldn't have even really known. Like, I didn't watch a bunch of games.
I'm sorry. I don't check out.
I check out.
I stay involved every
single
day.
That's great for you.
When you and Jerry were on, I watched you guys. I didn't want to call in.
I wouldn't get close to this show at all. For me, I need to be completely checked out. Totally away.
I thought you were a Met fan.
Yeah, fine. I'm also a human being with a family who doesn't need to be sucked into this for every day of my life. I needed to be checked out. So then I'm on the air for 15 minutes.
So you're telling me you're not all in?
What do you mean? I'm all in for the show. This is what helps me be all in. That's what it is.
Okay.
Well, everybody's got their own method. This is my method. I can be more refreshed and ready if I'm sitting there stuck on my phone on vacation, like, who did what? What happened? Oh, this guy got a base hit. I'd burn out by the time I was 40 years old.
Well, I don't do that. I mean, I actually watch the games because I like watching the games.
Well, I was at a beach house with no television.
Well, who does that?
Me. And it was awesome. It was great. And you're not going to shame me into anything because
I'm not trying to shame you into anything. I'm just saying.
It was awesome. It was great. It was tremendous.
Then you missed the great Met run then.
Basically,
yes. How do you miss that run? That run was awesome. And me and Jerry sat here.
You know what was more awesome? 7 days on a beach not caring about anything.
I was coming off vacation Sunday night. Brody Van Wagenen trades for Marcus Stroman out of the blue. None of the insiders knew. Nobody knew anything. And this is why I love this.
It happened on Tuesday, not Sunday.
No, it happened on Sunday. I came back.
No, it didn't.
Yes,
it
did. Marcus Stroman was Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah. So you're checked out. Let me tell you, when you're checked out,
all right,
let me handle it,
all right? Fine.
So here's the deal. So I'm like, I'm all jacked up because I'm getting ready to come back to work the next morning, and the Mets handed me a present on a platter.
Right. That's great.
So I'm all jacked up. I'm watching, and then all of a sudden they go on this run, and it's just, the whole dynamic has changed.
Hey, baby, you got some Met fever?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Jerry's got an update. Let's hear that.
It's part of the run, too. We're brought to you by 2x London. Visit the engagement experts in Americana, Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. Sunday night baseball, and the Yankees complete the sweep of the Red Sox with some early offense.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a 2-run home run in the visitors' bullpen for Gio Urshela. Gio Urshela, the most happy fella. Oh, he's the most happy fella. He hits a 2-run dinger to left, and the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
And that is John Sterling, the call on the fan. Aaron Judge also homered in that first, and the Yankees wound up beating the Red Sox 7-4. Judge homers in the first inning, and then Urshela homers as part of a 6-run third inning. Cameron Maben, an RBI double. Mike Ford, an RBI single. Jay Happ, 5 2/3 for the win. And David Price was, well, David Price at Yankee Stadium. Terrible. 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 2/3. Here is Judge on yes. Yeah, things are good.
We got a special group here. These guys, so much fun to play with. You know, I can't really put it into words, you know, how much fun this season's been.
His manager Aaron Boone, lots of contributions. Maben, Ford, Higashioka, Tachman, 6 hits total.
We've had a number of games where we've broken out, you know, where it hasn't always been the home run, where guys up and down the order have really put together some quality at bats.
And they're putting together a quality season now, 72-39. We mentioned the win to Happ. He says things worked out.
I thought I was being aggressive and trying to get strike one and just pitching out there. I thought command overall was pretty good. And
courtesy of yes, he did allow 4 runs. Now, that having been said,
that is not good enough. That is not good enough.
For Jay Happ, right. Red Sox have lost 8 straight games. They find themselves now 14.5 back in the division. The Rays, who have won 6 in a row, are 8 games back with the Yankee win. They did win again yesterday. But there are more injuries. Doesn't seem to be serious, but Gleyber Torres has a quote-unquote core issue. Went to the hospital. His dad tweeted that he'll be fine. And Gio Urshela.
Is that not the weirdest story with Yankee injuries this year?
Goes to
the hospital with
a core issue.
Then the Yankees don't say anything, but his dad tweets out in Spanish that he's on a bus to Baltimore.
Right.
Okay.
To join the team.
Well,
very
I guess
strange.
That's good, right?
Well,
that is good.
Got to love family members, though, tweeting.
Right. Yeah, a little family tweet out there from Gleyber Torres' dad saying he's going to be all right. But what is a core issue, and why did it take him to the hospital?
Nipples to the knees, Greg.
Nipples to the knees?
The core, yeah.
He kind of grabbed his package area when he got hurt.
But is that
he
core?
Just, he I was guess. Just reassessing his cup, Al.
No, he was like holding. Like,
ooh. And,
like what?
He was like, ooh. I could see him. Like, he was like, I thought he got, like, popped a hernia or something.
Oof.
Ooh.
You've done
that's
what
twice,
it looks like.
Like a sports hernia?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, but he's all right, I guess.
Can I just correct the audience too?
Sure.
For our warm-up show?
From the mistake you made earlier,
that
yes.
You said that Aaron Hicks had a hip flexor as well as the elbow injury. It's a elbow flexor strain.
Yeah.
So it's not, he doesn't have a hip flexor. He doesn't have a second injury.
He's got a flexor in the elbow.
Right.
I thought a flexor was only in a hip. My bad.
You know, speaking of injuries, have you guys seen the photo of Antonio Brown's feet?
I saw the headline that it's gruesome. I did not look at it.
You want to look at it?
Is that them right there?
That's them right there.
What did he do? Walk on hot coal? Seriously. What did he do?
I don't know. It looks like he's got blisters on his foot.
That looks awful.
Like both feet. Like skin is like coming off. Like maybe he has like a flesh-eating virus or something.
No, you better hope not.
Ugh.
Anyway.
That is disgusting. Okay.
Why is it out there?
He put it out there.
He put it out there?
Because he doesn't want people to think that he's dogging it and that, you know, he doesn't want to play, you know, be out there with his teammates. He does. So he actually put it out there. I don't think the Raiders would have appreciated that, but that's what happened.
Oh, my God. It's like whole hunks of skin that are coming off the bottom of his feet.
It's like they're flaking off, right? It reminds me of, like, back in the Roman days. You know, they used to put those people that had, what do they call it?
Eddie, you want to help him here?
Come on, Eddie.
You're a little more? Roman days?
I forget what the hell is it called. You know,
was it a disease?
Yeah.
The lepers.
Yes, the lepers. The lepers. Yeah, they used to have the leper colonies.
Right.
This is what this kind of looks like.
Right.
I'd stay away from him. I would not go. I would, you know, like, I would make sure that he's wearing gloves. And if I were going to I wouldn't high-five him or anything.
He's not a leper.
What is that then?
He's been working hard. It's big blisters. That's what it is.
That's blisters?
It's kind of, those are just normal blisters. He's not a leper. He doesn't have a flesh-eating virus. It's just blisters.
I don't know.
All right, fine. You want to go with leper, you go with leper.
That is like, I've never seen that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But, I mean, maybe as long as it's not from the hot air balloon drop.
Yeah, I asked you about that. I said, did he hurt himself when the hot air balloon dropped on the practice field?
Remember I called that, by the way, before I left?
We were talking about that.
I said the one thing that hasn't been done yet has been the hot air balloon to the training camp.
We got the Lamborghini, we got the bus, we got the Brinks truck for Jalen Ramsey, right?
Yes.
And we got the hot air balloon.
Yeah, it actually happened. All right, sorry, Jerry. What else you got?
Sorry, Yankees in Baltimore tonight. Masahiro Tanaka, the start. We'll have that for you on The Fan. Meantime, the Mets went to win another series. They had their winning streak snapped, of course, the other night, but they bury Pittsburgh on Sunday with a mammoth home run.
The 1-0 on the way, hit deep to left field. This ball's going for a long ride. A two-run homer for J.D. Davis that I think hit the top level of a four-story ramp out in left field.
Yeah, it's a bomb.
I don't know how they're going to measure that, but it's got to start with a four, and the next number might be a five or a six.
Well, he's pretty close. 449.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Biatch!
On WCBS 880. 449 feet for J.D. Davis. You also got a home run from Michael Conforto in that first inning. Jeff McNeil had himself a couple more hits. Yankees, or rather Mets, beat the Pirates 13-2. They get within one now of 555-56, having won 9 of 10. Here's Mickey Callaway on that big home run.
Yeah, that's a long ways. I haven't played in this park a ton, but even at BP, I haven't seen anything close to
that. J.D. Davis was asked if he's ever hit a ball that hard before.
Probably with a metal bat. No, that was pretty... I hit that one flush. That was pretty good for a wooden bat right there, and I don't think I could hit it any farther.
And so the Mets get the win. Noah Syndergaard, 7 innings, 3-hit ball for it. He talks about his start.
It was kind of a laboring outing, but I tried to go out there and do as much as I could, try to go out there and give the bullpen a little bit of a break for tomorrow.
Yeah, he called it laboring. Steve Gelbs in SNY asks, why laboring?
So did you not feel...
It's hot as hell out there.
Yeah.
And yet he still got through the seven. You also had Robbie Cano, who was 3-for-3, pull-up lame on his third hit.
I was running and feel something tight on my left side, and I stopped. But we don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, it looks like
a hamstring. Let's just let him not run anymore.
Yeah, I think
just walk everywhere.
I think that's the best way to go. I mean, when he's hitting like this, why does he have to hustle? Listen, he stayed healthy for a majority of his career without hustling, and now here he is hustling. He's pulling muscles all over the place. Put two and two together. It's easy to figure out. I mean, I'm no trainer, but I've been through my fair share of muscle pulls out there on the diamond. So, you know?
And he got tagged out on the play.
I mean, he basically got a tranquilizer dart in his hamstring.
Get back to first base.
Yeah, he could have one leg hopped.
Oh, come on. You got to get back to first base.
You got
to
fake it at least.
This is the thing that ticks me off. Look, here's the thing. I love you, Greg, right?
Okay.
You pulled the hamstring, boom, you ran all the way through the base.
Well,
right. You pulled
the
quad, bam, you ran all the way through the base. And not only did you run through the base, you went back out on the field. You did not tell me that you were hurt.
Right.
You threw a ball into left field trying to make a double play.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, you know, this is the type of, like, attitude that I would want. And I'm like, he stopped and got tagged out.
We have to answer to you. He has to answer to
Mickey
Chuckles. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All gonna love our players all day, you know, right. My ass.
Garth Brooks in the dugout. I will say, in that Seaview game, I stayed in there at first base. I got the ground ball to me. I went to the one unassisted when I was dragging my leg. Remember that?
Yes.
I dragged my other leg over there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Got the guy
about.
Out, and then he gave me a big high five because I had powered through that.
So yeah, well, I tell you, that when you make a good play, I'm going to be right there just as much as I am going to be if you make a bad play.
Jacob DeGrom and Walker Lockett pitching the doubleheader with the Marlins later today. Also, a lot of help around the league as the Mets get within 3 games now of a wild card spot. You had the Nationals lose to the Diamondbacks 7-5. The Phillies lost to the White Sox 10-5. Leury Garcia, a grand slam. Eloy Jimenez, a 3-run homer there.
Did the Phillies lose that series to the White Sox, I think?
Well, they lost Friday night. I don't know what they did Saturday. I'm not sure, but I think they lost Friday night and yesterday, obviously.
Phillies suck.
Giants lost to the Rockies 6-2. You had the Brewers fall to the Cubs 7-2. Also of note, the Astros, who had that combined no-hitter over the weekend, Aaron Sanchez, 6 innings of no-hit ball, which is funny.
Why is that funny?
It's just ironic that John Smoltz was talking about Aaron Sanchez the other day, and he goes out and throws six no-hit innings.
Just goes to show you what John Smoltz knows.
Everything,
right?
Apparently, yes.
What did he say about the Mets pitching staff?
It's really good.
No, what did he say about the Mets pitching staff?
That was great.
What did he...
I don't remember.
Best in baseball, I thought.
Thank you. So I'd been saying that all week long, and everybody was just ripping me a new one. And then, of course, you get the Hall of Famer in here, the guy that not only was a starter but was a closer.
Well, you went overboard.
And the guy was awesome, and he basically told everybody what I've been saying. So, and I don't consider myself a baseball expert like he is.
Rays beat the Marlins 7-2. Tampa has won six in a row. Yanni Chirinos, though, does leave with a finger injury. Looks like two-year extension from Tom Brady through 2021, and he'll get a raise this year to $23
million. That's it? Some bitch should be making $40 million.
Yeah, right. He probably is.
So, you know somehow, what? But here's the thing. This is why it hurts the rest of the NFL when he does this.
Okay, he doesn't care about the rest of the NFL.
Well, this guy's the highest paid player in the league by far.
Yeah, well, it's refreshing to see.
Refreshing?
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Guy's 42 years old. They should pay him $1 million for every year he's been on this earth.
I bet you Bob Kraft gives him, like, you know, gold bullion, just leaves it in his closet.
You think that Bob Kraft's financial guys and Tom Brady's financial guys are working on investments in one of Bob Kraft's 80 different companies?
And then when he's retired, he's still going to be making tens of millions of dollars. And his wife is worth more than him. It's okay.
Listen, forget about the wife for a second. I know it's hard to forget about her. I'm not saying put her to the side if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Because we're talking sports right now. We're not talking modeling and all this other stuff in bathing suits. We're talking sports.
Mm-hmm.
So just put him all by himself. He should be making the most money of anybody in the NFL for 1 year this year. That's by not doing that, that actually hurts the other players in the league.
But it helps his team. To win.
Right. Because
they have more money.
And it's not like
they're better players.
Money. You still got clowns like Kirk Cousins making $90 million guaranteed, so it can't be hurting
that much. Time out. Kirk Cousins is not a clown. Just because he's the quarterback of your team does not make him a clown. He's not a clown.
He's a clown.
No, he's not a clown.
Prove it otherwise. Yes, he is.
He is not a clown.
He's the epitome of clown face.
No, he's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
You are unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
I think this
so
is...
Well, that's why you're a clown. Bye.
That's why you're a clown. Bye.
I'm telling you, that guy is...
Where did you get that whole idea from?
What, the clown face?
Yes.
By watching a team that went to the NFC Championship game, had this guy get paid $90 million.
Hey, and all of a sudden clown, clown.
Yeah. So sick of Kirk. I actually think this is the last time that I'm having any sort of positivity with Kirk Cousins. This is it. Like last year,
he
had a little bit.
He hasn't done anything.
Exactly.
No, you can't run this clown out of town fast enough.
I'm just telling you. Yeah, the season hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, I know.
He had a good year last year.
Okay. Sure he did.
You people are clowns.
All right, enough of this. We have to give away some tickets. We're late. We'll see. I'm positive about the Vikings this year.
You just called your quarterback a clown.
He is, but...
Clown face.
Yeah, clown face. But he is, but I'm giving him another chance. Doesn't mean he can't wash off the clown face. He's got an opportunity to do that.
I don't understand.
He was terrible last year for my team, and they paid him $90 million guaranteed. How hard is that to understand?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.